Constant companion, instead of the woman who'd given birth to her and then promptly disappeared. Called you? He gave a teasing tug on a silvery curl. On the phone? She giggled, the dimple he loved appearing beside her mouth.
No, silly, in my head.
It was a dream, he gently assured her. Her bronze eyes, which perfectly matched his own, widened.
No, it was real. Molly, she talks to me all the time.
Baz bit his tongue. He couldn't tell his daughter that 5 years ago he'd had a one-night stand. No, it hadn't even been that. Mist had come into his office desperate for a job. She'd claimed to be a clairvoyant, but she hadn't been capable of providing even one reading of the future. He hadn't had much choice but to tell her that he didn't have a place for her on his payroll. Not only because she didn't bring the skills that could make his business money, but because he'd been rattled by his intense reaction to her fragile beauty. He was nearly 3 centuries old. He'd had countless lovers. Some had been passing acquaintances, some he'd enjoyed for several years. But none of them had ever come close to making him a conquest. Which was why he hadn't been prepared when Mist had stepped into his office, nearly bringing him to his knees with the force of his instinctive, gut-wrenching desire. Even now, the memory of her beauty haunted him. Her pale, exquisite face that was dominated by a large pair of velvet brown eyes, and the long, silvery blonde hair that looked as if it was spun silk. She was danger, pure female danger wrapped in the warm scent of honeysuckle. Unfortunately, before he could get rid of her, Mist had caught him off guard when she'd burst into tears. He might be a bastard, but he'd been unable to toss a sobbing woman out on her ass, so instead he'd given her a good stiff drink to calm her nerves, and then another. And the next thing he knew, they'd been naked on his couch and he was lost in the spectacular pleasure of her body. Baz gave a sharp shake of his head, his hand reaching into the pocket of his slacks, to touch the locket he'd carried for the past 5 years. He'd wasted too many nights recalling just how good it had felt to have Mist pressed beneath him, her legs wrapped around his waist. The only thing that mattered was that she'd disappeared from his office the second his back was turned. And then, 9 months later, slipped through his security to abandon Molly in his private rooms. What kind of woman did that? Okay. He murmured, fiercely attempting to disguise his opinion of Mist. What does she say?
That she has something she has to do, but she misses me,
Molly said.
And that soon we'll be together again.
I don't want you to be disappointed if she can't come, he said gently. He tenderly smoothed her silken curls. You have me, and I'm never going away.
But she is coming.
Molly bounced up and down at the sound of the door to the suite being opened.
See, I told you.
Baz surged upright, his hand reaching for the gun holstered at the small of his back. What the hell? How had an intruder gotten past his security system? Molly, go to your room.
But it's Mommy.
There was the unmistakable scent of honeysuckle drenching the air before a silver-haired female stepped into the salon, her yellow sundress swirling around her slender legs. Baz hissed, feeling as if he'd been punched in the gut. Christ, she was just as beautiful as ever. Perhaps even more beautiful. Mist. The name was wrenched from his lips. Her delicate features were impossible to read. Hello, Baz. He gave a shake of his head, trying desperately to dismiss his potent, intoxicating response to the sight of her. What the hell are you doing here? Her gaze shifted to the tiny girl standing beside him, a luminous smile lighting her fragile features.
I've come for my daughter.
Mist had learned to endure living in a constant state of terror. It wasn't like she had a choice. For years, she'd attempted to avoid her inevitable fate, always on the run, always looking over her shoulder. Stupidly, she assumed...